Hey everyone, it's Spencer. Before we get into the show, I gotta let you know about some amazing stuff happening with Starface. Okay, have you guys seen Bella Hadid wearing those cute little stars on her face? Well, that's Starface's best-selling Hydro Stars, a fun, star-shaped pimple patch that's so cute, I kinda look forward to getting a breakout. I also can't stop screaming about their newest innovation called MicroCloud, a powerful microdart patch in the shape of a cloud, made with tiny, self-dissolving microdarts that dive deep into skin to target early-stage pimples that are dry or irritated. MicroCloud is only available in the US at starface.world. That's StarFace.world. And for a limited time, Starface is offering all I'm Literally Screaming listeners free shipping on your first MicroCloud order. Just enter the promo code SCREAMING at checkout. Again, that's SCREAMING for free shipping on your first MicroCloud order. Now, on to the show.
You asked me if I knew what your last name was. I said, Spencois.
Wah?
Wah. Like WAP, short for WAP.
Okay, so my last name is Hunt.
Hunt?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Bitch.
Right. Right.
I got a podcast!
Add to the, add to the, no, no, no.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of I'm Literally Screaming. Oh my gosh, there's so much applause. Guys, calm down. No, they're taking off their clothes again. No, we don't want to see that. Oh my gosh. Actually, maybe we do want to see it. It's one of those freaky days. Whatever, I don't care. As you all know, my name is Spencer, and today I'm joined by a very special guest, Mr. Leo Skeppy.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. Guys, I'm pissing myself laughing at you already. I love it.
Okay, so guys, we're going to take a little weird turn today. I know we're so used to me being like, oh, how was your day? How was your week?
But
it's like, yeah, we don't.
It's it was like, fine. Cool.
We've
Let's
had
go.
Our time. We're going to play a little game. Mm-hmm. And this is actually I'm kind of scared because we wrote out a whole bunch of when I say we, I mean Laura. Hi, Laura. Laura wrote out a whole bunch of uncomfortable questions, and we're going to, pull the question, and we, have to answer it. I'm actually... Okay, you know what? It's because you're so excited. Why don't you go first?
Okay, great. Are we going to do, we both have to answer each question?
Should we?
I like that.
Okay.
We could be uncomfortable together. We could trauma bond.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm scared.
Now you're scared.
I feel like I'm in the Hunger Games.
Right. by the way, if I was Katniss, sorry. What's her name?
Shut up.
Prudence.
Stop.
Primrose this Everdeen. What's the question?
What age did you lose your virginity?
Oh. 19.
Oh, okay. I thought you was going to make me look like a bitch or something.
No.
I think I was 16 or 17.
I was 19. I waited.
Me too.
So long. Also, I
was it by choice?
No. that was the thing. It was if I could, I would, but I couldn't because it was
who wanted to?
Yeah, we were looking, but no one was looking back. If you get what I'm saying.
I was fat and ugly as a kid. It was
Oh, I was too.
Work.
We get it. We get the vibe. Did you have an eating disorder?
Yeah.
I did too.
Do you have any Virgo in your chart?
Yeah, I do. My moon.
Okay. I'm a rising Virgo. Anyone that I've met with Virgo in their big three has some kind of f***ed up relationship with food.
You know what? I think it's because we're all...
Perfectionist.
Let me pull this next
Pull the next one.
Yeah, I'm
That's going to trigger people.
Yeah. What was the last text you sent? No.
I don't know. Okay. We're not doing that one?
No, we're doing it. We're doing it. I'm scared for you.
Why?
I actually already know the last text I sent because it was actually fairly recent. And by fairly, I mean right before this episode.
What is my... I have too many texts. Which one's my most recent?
you sent the text.
Wait, me texting someone first? Or there's just the most recent
text? The most recent text you have sent. So, if you just responded to a message, what was it?
Okay. You're not going to like it.
Why?
I literally said most likely.
Oh. Well, I'm going to read you the whole conversation.
Oh, go for it.
So, this was my friend Joe. He tried FaceTiming me in the middle of my podcast before, three times. And my phone is on Do Not Disturb. And he said, you're really going to do me like this, period? So I said, I'm filming. And he said, hurry up. Okay, wait, actually, just answer real quick. I want to show you puppies. Ugh, fine, call me later.
You want me to stop production to text you back?
Like, I don't think, when I say I'm filming, sometimes I think he means I'm just like making video. Let me say.
You go to OnlyFans?
Podcast.
Does he think it's like that kind of filming?
No, like he thinks I'm like sitting in my, do you have an OnlyFans?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm too scared to have one.
I would kill it. I would make so much money. Tell me I wouldn't. You said I wouldn't subscribe.
Like, me making a burner account. Like, all right.
Let's see what he's working with.
Like, okay, you want to talk the talk? Let's see if you can walk the walk. Okay. Okay. I mean, I believe you. Did you pull one?
That was you.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's you. This is actually so nerve-wracking.
I'm sweating.
Really?
Yeah, I'm getting hot.
Because not even Star 67 can block my blessings. And if you get it, you get it.
God damn.
What is the question?
Have you ever been arrested or had the cops called on you? Too many times.
Really?
People call the cops. You said spill.
Like, elaborate.
I've had the cops call on me so many times for so many different things.
Oh.
But arrested? I've never been arrested. But I used to fight a lot in school, like high school, because I was bullied a lot.
Okay.
So I would fight a lot. Okay. And one time they took me to like the station and they were just trying to do that whole scare tactic thing where they like take you. But like I've been like arrested, but I haven't been booked.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay. Like you just took me on a little field trip to go to the prison and then come back. Mm. Hey, what am I going to juvie? Woo. I was always a smart ass kid. Like I've always known too much.
I was like too afraid to ever. I actually have only ever had the cops call on me once.
For what?
You're going to be like, what the hell? So my friend used to live in like these condos in my town. And there was this like, I'm not joking, like crazy ass lady. Like her windows were covered in newspapers. She had security cameras in her windows.
Me.
She had a security camera on top of her car, like everywhere. And me and my friend were playing with Nerf guns, right? So we're like playing with Nerf guns and we're shooting each other. We're running around the street. This lady called the cops on us and said that we were shooting each other with live ammunition.
Right.
Because where was the loud bang that you heard? Like, these are Nerf guns. And then the cops told us to, like, get against a wall and then drop our weapons because they, like, thought we had real weapons. And then they got closer to us and they were like, what are those? And we were like, Nerf guns. And then they laughed and laughed. They were like, okay, have fun.
Not even a BB gun?
No. We were playing with Nerf guns. I was not. BB guns sound like they hurt. You would want to play with a BB gun. I would not have been your friend. Wait, maybe I would have.
We can shoot each other. It's fine.
Okay.
It doesn't hurt that bad.
Wait, how old are you?
24.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I actually would have been deathly afraid of you.
Why? I would have stuck up for you.
I never talked to anyone older than me when I was in school, except when I got into high school. High school, I was chilling with the upperclassmen. But like before that, like middle school.
Really?
Yeah, they scared the living shit out of me.
I would have bullied you, but I would have like stuck up for you. I would have been the only one that could make fun of you. Because you used to tell people you were a vampire and shit. I would not have let that slide.
Oh my God, not you digging up my past? My past, that's how I made friends. I also told them I was a leprechaun. Like,
I know, I didn't want to bring that one up.
Yeah, like, when you go to Catholic school and you don't have a dad and it's really hard to make friends.
That was it.
Right.
It's Catholic like, school.
Yeah, that was the one that, it's Catholic. I mean, like, let's be real, like, Catholic school is enough. Like, I feel like I feel like if I were to introduce myself to people and they'd be like, why are you like this? I would just have to be like, Catholic school. And they'd be like, oh.
Because
you're so sheltered.
Right.
Like in Catholic school, I don't think people realize how like sheltered I was when I went to Catholic school. I'm not joking. When I went to public school for the first time, someone stole a pumpkin off my front porch for Halloween. And I was like I brought it up in math class. And this kid named Christian, he told me that he stole it and I fully cried. Like I was in the seventh grade.
Cried?
Yeah. Like I.
Why?
I was sheltered. I was
you
like,
took
why
your
would.
Pumpkin.
Nobody didn't. That was the thing. Like, why would you. Like,
oh,
that's.
He f-ed with you.
Yeah. Like I didn't understand like sarcasm. I didn't understand like dry humor. I didn't understand any of that like at all until I went to middle school in a public school system. That shit was crazy.
I bet.
That's where I found out a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
The little like Catholic school kids, like the little private school kids, they're the most like sheltered, shut off from the world, but they're so funny because they're the biggest druggies you'll ever meet.
Oh, you Wow.
I kind of eat it up, but it's like.
The sex addicts. They are sex fiends.
The Catholics, the biggest kinky, like, perverts behind closed doors. And I just love it. It might be a question. I don't know.
What?
But, like, one of my, like, fetishes is the priest. Okay. I like the whole, like, you so, like, godly, and I'm about to make you not.
Hey, everyone. It's me again, back to talk about Starface. Don't lie. I know you guys have seen those cute stars that practically every celeb is wearing these days. That's Starface's best-selling Hydro Stars, a fun, star-shaped pimple patch that's seriously so cute and made with 100% hydrocolloid. Their newest innovation is MicroCloud, a powerful cloud-shaped patch made with tiny, self-dissolving microdarts that dive deep into skin to target early-stage pimples that are dry or irritated. MicroCloud is only available in the U.S. at starface.world. That's starface.world. And for a limited time, Starface is offering all I'm Literally Screaming listeners free shipping on your first MicroCloud order. Just enter the promo code SCREAMING at checkout. Again, that's SCREAMING for free shipping on your first MicroCloud order. Now, back to the show. I was an altar boy.
Oh.
Nothing ever happened
you
to me,
you got played
though.
With? No.
Okay. No. Like, let's be real. Like, I was an ugly kid. Like, they wouldn't want to play with me. Sorry. It's like, here's my thing. When you grow up ugly, like, oh my God, this is so f***ed up for saying this, but like looking back on like my childhood, I'm like, I really had nothing to worry about. Like, no like kidnapper would want to try to pick me up. Like they
pick me, choose me.
Like they would, if my friends were getting kidnapped, they would leave me behind.
Oh, that's not that one.
They'd be like, we can't pick you up. Like, we can't carry you. Sorry. You're also butt f***ing ugly. Sorry, we can just bleep that one out. Okay, this is your next question. What's the most amount of money you made in a month?
Who's going first? I think you should go first, big baller.
I'm dead serious. I'm not like a big baller. And here's my thing. It's like, I'm going to say the amount.
Spit it out, girl. I'm anxious. I want to know.
Like... 60K.
Oh, work.
That's like the most I've made in a month, but like that was from, I don't know. Like, I don't want to like get into like the whole like logistics behind everything, but like I know people who have made much more.
Much.
But I'm grateful for that 60K that went into my bank account, and I put it in my savings too, so.
Good job.
I do have a savings account.
I be buying shit. I have a savings too.
Oh.
It ain't very fat.
Oh. I've been saving for a while.
Good. What are you buying? What are you saving for? Just to have it.
Actually, I have a really, this is my plan. Like, I want to, you know what, why don't I just tell everyone my financial plans for the future?
Let's do it.
So I'm saving enough money so that I can eventually invest in life insurance. With the life insurance that I make, I can then use that money, which cannot be taxed because it's life insurance, and I can put that into like investments and stocks and bonds. And then with the money I put in, that's not taxable. The money that I take out from it, that's taxable. So like I'm setting myself up to hopefully be a millionaire.
We're going to talk later about business because that's smart.
Thank you.
I'm going to call you.
Everyone thinks, I feel like a lot of people think that I'm stupid, but I'm actually, guys, like if you, I had a 4.3 GPA in high school.
What does that mean? Is that good?
Do you know what like the GPA scale?
I thought the highest you can go is like 4.0.
Yeah, at my high school, the highest you could go was like a 4.5.
Oh, I think I had like a 4.0 or like 3.9, something like that.
Did you do honors?
Hell no. That's the thing, is I was not doing anything extra. Why take these hard classes? We're all going to get the same piece of paper degree. You worked harder. We got the same degree, girl. Well, you got a little cord at graduation? Cool.
First of all.
It didn't go with the fit anyway.
I'm sorry, but I got pushed into, well, I don't know how to explain this, but it was like, before I went to the school I went to in high school, we all had to take tests. I had like an application, I then had an audition, and then I had like, once I was in, they all made us take tests. So then based on the test you had your first year, they gave you classes, you couldn't get out of them.
Oh no.
And I did like really well. I skipped the like freshman science courses. So my freshman year of high school, I had science with only sophomores. That, you want to talk about terrifying? Let's talk about that. That was terrifying. Actually, damn. They loved me because I used to like actually do my homework. And then before class started, they'd all meet me in the hallway copy and then it. Like give me food and then copy me. They'd be like, we got stuff from the vending machine for you. And my I was like, eek. I was like, yes, Doritos.
I love that you said people think that you're dumb, but it takes being so insanely smart to be funny. Like you, any person that you think is like goofy or like dumb or like oblivious, it takes a lot of knowledge to execute jokes like that. Like you're so smart.
Even Paris Hilton.
The smartest bitch in the world. Watch her documentary. Watch it.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
Like put your guns down. I got it. I'll watch it. I'll watch it. I have not seen it, no. Actually, wait, maybe I have. Like I might have seen like a few minutes of, there was, did she go to like Japan for one of them?
No, she talked about how she basically orchestrated the whole personality.
And that
scammed you guys. Ha.
I was scammed. I love her.
Me too.
If I saw her in person.
Is she cute?
Oh my God. She is actually ethereal. Like so beautiful.
Ethereal. That was not the word I thought you said. I was like, what did he just say?
What did you think I said?
At the role. I was wait.
What?
Ethereal?
Ethereal? Isn't ethereal a word?
Ethereal. Like
okay.
So we both we just talked about how we're
grammar
smart.
Grammar police. Ethereal.
We just talked about how we're smart and now we're both dumb.
Yeah.
We don't know vocabulary.
Okay. Oh, well, I know how to read. I know what the word means, but I say it wrong. That's fine.
It's called a remix.
Right. Thank you. We ate that. Fricka, fricka. Bitch. Oh, anyways, wait. Holy crap. This like Red Bull is like kicking my ass. This is how I feel. Whoa! That's how I feel.
I think it's the Adderall.
I haven't had any Adderall.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Adderall, did we already talk about methamphetamine? Hey, everyone. Fun fact, if you didn't know.
This is not an ad.
This isn't an ad at all, actually. Like, I recently just found out, which is terrifying, you know, because, like, I haven't had Adderall and I've been going through crazy withdrawals and, like, I've been batshit crazy. I found out the reason why withdrawals with Adderall are so bad is because when you have Adderall, that's basically, like, medical grade meth. You know how it's called methamphetamine? Adderall. Amphetamine. So you're taking meth. Like medical grade math.
Just like a little bit. It's okay.
It's I mean like.
That's why you tweak when you don't have it.
What do you mean? I'm not tweaking.
I didn't say you.
Like, what would you do if I started like.
I'm all of a sudden believing God and trying to do exorcism.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
I'll save you.
I'm so glad.
I'll fight the demons for you.
That is so nice.
Knock it out of you.
Okay, don't do that. Like.
Okay, I'll just scare it.
Calm down.
All right, never mind.
Okay, no, you know you can do it.
Okay, great.
Did you already pull one?
No.
I'm scared. Wait, no, I'm not. Like, whatever.
Why are you scared?
Read it. Like, come on. Come on.
I forget I have to say things out loud.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What's the most embarrassing text you've ever received?
I actually, like, this is...
Received?
So...
What?
One time, this, like... guy... He sent me an explicit photo,
uh-huh.
Right?
And it was little?
And I politely asked, like, oh, like, when are you?
What does it look like hard?
I was like, when are you going to get hard? And he was like, I am. That, like, actually, like. I felt so embarrassed. I blocked him on every... I'm so sorry if that was you, like, and you're seeing this right now. I did block him on everything, though. Because I was like, I can't. Like,
that's what I don't understand is the audacity of people with small dicks. If it's little, don't send it.
But what else are they going to send?
A personality. Maybe some looks. Maybe a six-pack.
There we go.
Okay. Compensate in other areas.
That's okay. Yeah, okay. I can see that. I can see that. Yeah.
Capitalize on what you have, not what you don't have.
That?
Marketing.
Oh, right. I'm in school right now for communications.
You said, okay, so I'm done sending dick pics.
No. I'm fine.
You said, I'm packing.
I'm fine. Like, I'm relaxing. I'm chill. Like,
grinder notification.
Like, I'm okay. I'm okay. Trust. Rest assured. Love you. Sorry, like
I don't know how to do that thing.
You're doing it right now.
Work.
The way you just said you don't know how to do it and then fully did it. Actually, the first time I ever did
it. I just feel like it looks crooked. Like people do it cute, like when Drew does it.
Yeah, that's and the first time I did it, people were telling me I was throwing up gang signs, and I actually for a fact was because I accidentally I can't do it because I don't want to throw up a gang sign.
You throwing up blood?
No. Oh my god. That
Chris?
Actually, funny story, like no, but like
you said I went to Catholic school. No.
No. Like the high school I went to, like
gang related?
Well, there were.
The public school?
No, it was it was like a vocational school. I there was this one girl. Okay, there was this guy in my first like applications of algebra class. He literally.
I don't know why that name was so funny. What the hell?
Sorry.
Applications of algebra?
He literally would always ask me. He was like so weird to me. Be like, are you gay? Are you gay? Are you gay? And obviously I was like, I was out in high school. And then this girl who sat next to me in applications literally one day told him to shut the hell up. She was like, stop talking. Shut up. And he was.
Was it Drew?
Huh? Was it Drew? No. No, it was this girl named. Love her. I looked at her, I was like, how did you do that? And she was like, oh, he knows my brother's blood.
A bad bitch.
I said, I was like, I love you. And I loved her. I did. She was my ride or die. And then she left the school because like she was like, F this place.
I mean, you have to be ride or die. If you don't ride with her, you die.
If I ever had a hit out on me, I actually like, I would just let it happen.
I'll just drop you my pen. Just come on.
Like, I feel like, if I have a hit out on me, I just don't want to know I have a hit out on me because it's like the minute I know, I'm just going to be like, here's my location, pull up, like, thank
Let's
you.
Let's get it over with.
Yeah, like, I can't deal with, like, the suspense.
You're going to be, like, in Whole Foods and just get popped one day out of nowhere.
No, don't say that.
Like, you'd want to know.
Well, like, I would want to know, but, like, not at Whole Foods. I love Whole Foods.
Not for long.
Oh.
Okay, next topic. We're talking about the gang shit. We can't.
No.
It's like when people ask me about the mafia, you don't talk about it. What mafia?
I watched Mob Wives growing up.
Me
with
too.
My mom. All that. I mean,
you know Drita? Everybody's favorite?
Yeah.
She's Albanian. I'm Albanian. You get the attitudes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see it. Yeah. I don't know anything. But. I have.
We know a lot of things, but we don't know anything about that.
Uh huh. Right.
Next question.
What he said. My turn. What are your kinks? Ooh la la. You already said yours.
Being loved.
A priest.
That's not a kink. That's like a fantasy.
Oh.
A kink. Like what kink? Do you like getting peed on or anything?
Ew, no.
I like to pee on people.
Okay.
Like if we're dating or something.
Like for real?
Well, yeah, why not? Like if they're like taking a shower, I just walk in like pee on them.
Oh.
Just for funsies.
All right.
Not like a sexual thing. We're talking about kinks though. We have to talk about like,
oh,
what
wait,
weird shit
sorry,
are you into?
You just said you pee on them for fun and like
yeah.
Not as a kink.
Yeah.
Like you're dead, like no.
It's like a little joke, it's cute. But don't pee on me.
All right. So, like, when I was thinking of kinks, I was like, oh, like, handcuffs, dom. Ugh,
boring.
Okay. Like, okay. I'm sorry. I have to take a sip of this Red Bull.
No, like, people act like handcuffs and, like, whips and shit is so revolutionary. Like, it's so actually inconvenient when you're having sex. Like, it's not as enticing and fun as you think.
I think my, like, only kink is, like, foreplay isn't even a kink.
That's
it's
what
just,
I'm saying,
foreplay.
Like, for people to like me, that's my kink.
I mean, like, I'll do anything. I don't really know. What?
But you just said, will you pee on people?
Well, like, you literally said it as in, like, oh, LOL, you're taking a shower, let me piss on you.
Why not?
That's like
that's endearing. I feel
well, like you said you would do it for fun. Like I'm talking about like
yeah, I'm pissing on you. You
okay,
like that type shit?
Like don't like this doesn't make guys like I feel like we need to sell this on OnlyFans. Like that's what this has become. Like literally,
run me my check. Let's do it. What if we just made like a full sexual episode, like got like really explicit about sex and made it on OnlyFans?
That's what it is.
Let's sell it on OnlyFans. Let's do it.
Sell this on OnlyFans?
Like, let's make a freaky ass episode.
Right now. I'm like, I'm having like heart
palpitations. You'd get too uncomfortable. You can't even listen to me talk about peeing. You're over here like,
well, it's like, I don't, like, I feel like my brain is like very, like, I would talk about this, I would talk to you about this, like, with everyone here, but like, knowing that this is going like to a lot of people, that's where I'm like, oh.
Like, so you're fake.
No, I'm just saying, like, I will say it to
you're more
people.
Reserved.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you. You're not.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah.
But that's why people like me, because they're comfortable. Like, I say the most, like, I say shit that most people just think. Like, I'm not afraid to, like,
oh, yeah, like, the intrusive thoughts, you just are, like.
You're just out with it.
That's.
All these voices, all of them talk.
All right.
All 12.
Really?
They all take turns.
Oh, I have.
You've seen, like, 4 of them already pop out. I don't actually have, like, multiple personalities. I don't think. But, like, when I, like, when my voice changes or I, like, giggle a certain way, it's, like, different attitudes.
I have alter egos.
Work. Like Mickey Minaj?
No, like, they have names and, like, characteristics.
Oh, that's too far.
We have Sherman, and then we have
Sherman?
Gabby Sam- yeah, we have
Sherman. Who named
Sherman.
This?
A what?
Who named these?
Me. Well, they named themselves. We have Sherman, and then we have Gabby Sam. We have Manila Folder Molly. We have Juliet. Who else do we have? I think those are, like, my top 4 right now.
I'm concerned.
Don't be. I mean, like, they come out whenever they want, and I'm just, like, there for it. Only when I'm high, though, for some reason.
I like a little company. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, isn't, like, I mean, I don't know if it's, like, I wouldn't call it, like, the Wonderland system. Do you remember them on TikTok?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what the Wonderland system is?
No.
There was someone on TikTok who basically faked having DID, which is like multiple personality.
DID, yeah.
And they like were like, oh, I have 100 characters.
100? That's a lot to
keep
up with.
Yeah, and they said when they close their eyes, there's like a world for all of their people. Like, I'm not, like, it's like an alter ego.
Just write a book about it. Don't make a whole TikTok about it.
Yeah.
Could have made money off a book.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, maybe also, like, they wanted the attention. I don't know. But I don't. I'm so surprised you don't know who the Wonderland system is.
I would have ate it up, though. It's so fun.
It is. Like, when I used to get, like, really high and just watch all their videos.
I can't get high. I just eat.
Yeah, and that's the best part.
No, like, I can't stop. Oh. It's just, like, the sensation of eating. Like, my stomach is ready to pop, but I just, like...
See, this is why when you get, this is what I do for all my smokers out there. You need to get, like, healthy food. Like, don't, but here's my thing. It's, like, get good healthy food. Like, I get, like, the Quest barbecue protein chips or, like, I'll get, like, the Quest cookies or, like, the Quest.
Is this a brand deal?
Peanut butter? No, but, like, they sell such good, even, like, the Quest Reese's peanut butter cups or, like, an Ensure or, like.
And Ensure?
Yeah, and Ensure. They like drink.
Oh, baby, no.
Like,
no.
I have like, yeah, I like Ensure.
Yeah, I eat like healthy stuff. And I have a nutrition coach and I eat very like strict on a meal plan.
I want a new, can you tell me your nutrition coach's name?
Yes.
And can I have them?
I gatekeep him because he's so good, but I'll give him to you.
Really? Thank you.
You're welcome.
I need one.
He's the reason I look so good. But like one time I was on like my plan and I'd eaten all my meals and then I got high and I was like, like, I was, like, deciding if I should get high. I was like, yeah, I can get high. I was like, I'll just fight off the cravings.
That doesn't
The cravings fought me. So I was literally in my kitchen, like, and I had nothing left of my meal plan I could eat for the day. So I'm sitting there with a bag of f***ing green beans, just eating green beans. Whole bag. Ate all of them. And I still was like, I was just like, Leo, go to bed. Like, I just wanted to eat.
That's crazy.
I have a lot of self-control, but when I get high, it's just like... If I don't start eating, I'm good. If I start eating, oh no.
Yeah.
Take me to a buffet.
I can't get high that much anymore because like I've realized I have like dissociation afterwards. So it's like the days following, I'm like, oh, this is cool. Like I'm driving this little vehicle and the vehicle is my body and I'm watching everything in third person.
How do you like go about life? Everything you do is like with like a spin on it.
I don't know.
That's
like,
fun.
I went to Catholic school. That's what I say. I knew so many kids in Catholic school who smoked weed. Okay. I didn't start smoking weed.
What age did you do your like first drug?
17.
Oh.
That was the first time I ever like smoked weed. And honestly, that's the only drug I've done.
Which O PCP?
Oh, stop. Like, unlike intentionally. The only drug I've done intentionally. PCP, that was laced.
By accident.
And then there was like, I've done Oxy, but that's only because I had surgery.
It's not really a drug.
Yeah, but you can get addicted to it, which I did.
Oh my God. I didn't do anything until I was 22.
Really?
I didn't smoke, drink, anything. Well, I drank before that, but I didn't do a drug.
Drink? Like, I was drinking before I was 21.
I would drink it, like, I think the first time I drank was like 16 or 17 when I had a threesome. And then I didn't, like, get drunk until I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to loosen it up. You can't just, like, go into that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's that same here. Because that's literally when I had my first drink, too. I was getting ready for a threesome, yeah. Like, that's literally the same.
It was Everclear. Because I had a fake, and we all wanted to drink. And we couldn't, like...
What is Everclear?
Like, rubbing alcohol type alcohol. Ooh. It was rough. But it did the job.
Yeah. That actually, yeah... I feel like, what?
I feel like we just need to go to the next question.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to like keep going in this shit we shouldn't talk about.
What's your biggest sex horror story?
You go first. You go first.
I've never had one of those.
You never had sex?
No, just little a virgin. Horror story. No, I've just never had a horror story.
Like, you haven't had anything weird or bad happen? Like a hookup or sex or anything?
Nope.
Spill it.
Oh my God. Okay, put the guns down. Everyone put the guns down. I won. Okay. I need to like think long and hard.
It was long and hard.
No. Wait. I have like, they're not really like horror stories.
Have you had anything awkward happen? Because I'm not going to tell you a horror story of mine of like actually having sex, but I'll tell you something awkward that happened after since you don't have one. So I gave...
Okay.
I was on the giving end.
Okay.
I'm always on the giving end. But I was on the giving end of this guy who was like, I'm 6'7". This guy was like 6'5", muscular, tattoos, beard. Like, he was a dad. Like, had a kid and shit.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I, like, we did the thing. And then, like, 2 months later, my friend was trying to set my mom up with a guy. And, like, trying to hook them up and make them date. And my friend asked me, like, hey, like, this is the guy I want to, like, introduce your mom to. I said, absolutely not. And she was like, why? And I said, because I f***ed him. And she was like, what? Because he's, like, straight. But there's just something about taking away, like the straight, like, alpha, like, man's masculinity that I just get to take it. Like, I get to, like, flip you over and, like, I like that. But that was just awkward to me.
So, like, all right.
Why are you so shocked? We're gay. It's what we do.
No, like, I'm not shocked, but, like...
A horror story you want.
Horror.
I didn't want to say these.
Yes, go. Ah. Everyone's
so excited. Okay, so I was, like... I have to, like, get descriptive. I don't talk about sex with my audience. Like, I'm very, like... I don't like being sexualized, but let's just do it. We all be f***ing. So, I was, like...
I'm getting all snug.
Like, you know how you like, get your popcorn?
Like, I'm, like, okay.
You're going to gag. So, I'm probably going to gag. But, like, how do I tell you the positions and all that? So, like... Homeboy was laying face down, like, planked.
Okay.
And I like that. So I'm, like, on top.
Okay.
And I'm, like, arms up, and I'm, like, going to town, but I'm looking down because I like to watch.
Uh-huh.
And I, like, felt, like, my eye, like, I was, like, I twitched my eye for some reason. Like, what the f***? And, like, as I'm going, I, like, felt something on my face.
No.
And I was, like, am I f***ing sweating? And I'm, like, so I just, like, keep going. I'm, like, I don't like to embarrass people or make them feel bad. So, and I was dating this person. So I was like going to town and I was just like looking down. And I was like, I realized something was hitting me in the face with every time I hit. And I was like, and I just dead stopped. Mm-mm. And I was like, mm-mm, that was shit hitting my face.
No.
Like, you know, like douchey, like shit water,
yeah,
like not straight shit, but like, it was just like the water. And I was like, I stopped, walked straight to the bathroom, turned on the water, didn't even wait for it to get hot and just like put my face in it. I wanted to boil my face. Horror story from hell.
I'm speechless. Sorry.
I just never opened my mouth. I'm so glad I didn't.
If...
Because if someone could look back and be like, yeah, eat my shit, oh, I would kill him. You're never going to have that over me.
That, you are such a mastermind.
I'm always the Virgo. I'm always like 10 steps ahead.
No, you are. You are. I appreciate that.
Have you ever had an STD? If yes, what?
Yes, I have. And I...
Is it curable?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can talk about it. If it was not curable, I was going to say cut all this out. I'll protect you.
I had gonorrhea.
Okay.
Oral gonorrhea. From giving head.
Duh.
Well, like, wait, here's why I got lucky, though, right? It was like, he wanted to do more, and I didn't. So, like, it, like, stopped. If we had done more, I'd have it in other places, but, like, hey.
Glad you didn't.
Actually, I ended up seeing him out in WeHo because he never told me he had it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done anything with him. And I was drunk. And as I told you, I'm very confrontational when I'm drunk. I literally walked into a bar and the like person outside the bar that like promotes it literally screamed my name and was like, Spence was in the building. And then everyone was like, hey. And then I actually pointed at the guy and I said, everyone be careful. He gave me gonorrhea. He left. Like, you didn't tell me.
Honestly.
And now I'm saving other bitches around me.
Proud of you.
And I had to get a shot. F*** you. That shit hurts, by the way. When you get a shot for gonorrhea, oh my gosh. Like, they gave me my shot in my, first of all.
In your ass, so intramuscular?
Yeah.
Long needle?
First of all, I told them, I was like, don't show me the needle. I just felt it going in. I knew it was wrong. The medicine, like...
Did it burn?
It burned so bad. And then I had to stay there for 10 minutes. When I tell you, when I was driving home in my car, I got it in my right ass cheek. I actually had to drive like this. On my left, I had to drive like this. In bumper to bumper traffic, I could not sit on my right ass cheek. That is how badly it fucking hurt. Wow. Anyways,
I've never had an STD, just to clear the record. I'm very paranoid and like picky with who I hook up with. So no.
I am too, which is why I was like, screw you. have you ever cheated on someone?
No. Hell yeah, and I'll do it again. With them, not in a future relationship.
Oh, okay. I was like, I have never been cheated on, never the cheater.
Oh. Flip the role, it's kind of fun.
No, I have morals.
I do too.
Well, like, okay. But like, was it a shitty person?
Yes. So like what happened with me cheating was like, I had tolerated so much disrespect. It was like a big character building moment for me and I'll never cheat again because I tolerated so much disrespect. I felt so f***ed on and like I had put up with too much and I felt like so like worth nothing. Mm-hmm. I was like, I need to get my get back. Like my vengeful side came back out and the person doesn't know I ever cheated. But I just did it so I could feel better about like tolerating so much bullshit. But I made a commitment to myself. I'll never let someone disrespect me again. So I'll never get to that low point again to have to compensate. So growth. But it is so satisfying when you like get to fuck someone over who's fucked you over.
Oh, okay.
Ah, I love it. I love a revenge. I love spite.
Okay.
Next question. Oh God. Have you ever had sex for money?
No.
Why? Oh, sorry. People do it for free.
Okay, so...
You get paid.
Like, I might have, like...
Tell me hooker whore.
Okay. Get a shot of tequila for me because I'm about to swing on this bitch.
Give me one, too.
Oh, no. Okay, so basically, to make a very long story short, I hooked up with this guy, and he didn't, like... pay me, but like I had an Uber to him because I didn't have a car at the time, and then he paid for my Uber there and back, but I 100% lied to him about the price because he had money, and I told him it was 60 there and 60 back, and he gave me $120.
How much was it?
Probably like, I think like total it was literally like, it was like 12 there, 13 back.
So you f- someone for $100?
120. And it wasn't for that. Like, I had fun. I just scammed them out of their money.
Okay, so it wasn't like you were doing it in transaction for that. It was like, no. You got to have sex and you got a little money.
Yeah.
That's good.
I've never had sex for money. What about you?
I'm proud of you. Me neither.
Oh, Because you want to call me a hooker.
Oh, me neither.
Whore. No, please, continue.
What do you want to know?
Did you not just say you did sex from... Wait, were you...
I never said I did it. I have.
Okay.
How do you think I got this chain? It's solid. 15K, I f*** good. I didn't buy this. I bought all this.
This is like...
But like when I was like 17, you had to make money. I couldn't get hired anywhere.
Why? Oh, you were 17.
Yeah,
I got hired at Starbucks when I was 16.
I literally tried to get hired anywhere I could. Like I would get dressed up and like have my resume and go print it out and go talk to managers in like 40 different places. No one would hire me until I was 18. I was like, girl, I have shit to buy. So I worked the system. Handsome.
Okay.
I'm not going to go further. Okay. But yeah, I don't do that anymore.
What was the last thing you searched on your phone? I actually know for a fact what it was, and mine is, how long do Adderall withdrawals last for? And then that's how I knew about, like, methamphetamine.
What did I search?
I don't even have to look. Also, every single time, I have been so, you know how people do those interviews, and they tell you, like, oh, what's in your bag? What's the last thing you searched? Ever since then, I do everything private.
Smart.
But let me see. Oh, the last thing I searched was the... What Katie was talking about, good genes. Why she looks so young. Genes as in like genetics. That's the last thing I searched.
Good for you.
Proof.
Skincare king.
What was the last thing you searched?
Spence Moi. MUA.
Spence. You ate that. Okay. Spence Moi. Wait. So like, wait.
Rebrand.
Everyone be prepared for a skincare line. Spence Moi. Coming to stores soon. If any of you bitches take the rights to Spence MUA, as in Spence Moi, if any of you try that shit with me, I swear to God, I hope you have a lawyer. I hope you have a really good lawyer because I am coming for you. I'm hunting you down and I am coming for you. Any trademark, any copyright shit, don't try it. I know people.
I want to be on the PR list and get everything for free.
You can get it for
free. Because I just got the...
So what was the last thing you searched? Sorry, like, I feel like you were just trying to, like, deter from...
I was talking shit to somebody, and I was trying to talk about this guy on TikTok, and I didn't know his name to look him up to show the person who I was talking about. And so I thought I remembered someone that they dated. So the last thing I searched was Nikita Dragon ex-boyfriend. And I thought it was someone that she dated, but it's not. That's just the last thing I searched.
Okay.
But it wasn't any of her exes I was talking shit about her, I'd tell you.
I know who it is.
Who? I already forgot his damn name.
No, don't say it.
Oh.
The last thing I need is drama. But I know who it is.
Yeah. Like, you don't like drama.
Okay, like acting drama, yeah. Drama movies, drama TV shows, yeah. The minute drama enters my life, get the hell away from me. I don't deal with it. I'm dead serious. I don't deal with drama. I'm literally the type of person, if I have an issue, I'm going to tell you right away because I'm not going to like beat around the bush.
I'm like that too. I don't like that.
I don't like that. I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm not going to respond to your text because I'm upset with you and have you guess why I'm mad. No, bitch, I'm
telling
you straight up.
Hurt my feelings.
I had a friend staying with me and he pissed me off and I literally told him we played Minecraft together and he like just had gotten like really into it.
You play Minecraft?
Yeah, I love Minecraft and Roblox and Fortnite and GTA.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Okay.
The other shit I was like.
He worked so hard on building a house.
You burnt
it down.
In
survival mode. He actually worked on it for 2 weeks. He pissed me off. I burnt the house down. With a bucket of lava, and then I had my friend kick him from the server, and when he came back onto the server, there was a little sign that said land for sale, and before that, I already told him, I was like, I burned down your home, you bitch, and he was like, why? And I was like, because of what you did, and he was like, what did I do? And I said, A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, bitch. And then he apologized.
So someone took 2 days of their actual real life.
Mm.
To build a fake little house.
Oh, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
To build a fake house in a fake game.
Mm-hmm.
That everything looks like a cube.
And he got mad at me when I told him I burnt it down and I said, okay.
I'm not even talking about the game.
I said to him, I was like, I said no. Because he got mad at me for burning down the house. And I said, I burned down a house in a game. What you did was in like real life And that actually had consequences. So
what did he do? We gotta talk later.
What did he do?
Yeah.
Oh, he's just like a
little tattletale rat. Oh shit! I keep knocking this over.
To make a very long story short, he. How do I put this? Like, he was just like, I wanted to stay home. And he was like, no, like, I want to come back and play Minecraft or Roblox with you, but I want to go get my friend. And I said,
this Minecraft Roblox shit, what the f***?
You, again, don't knock until you try it, because it is.
I ain't got to try it. What? I don't get it.
Everyone says.
It's like sports, like straight men in sports. Mm-hmm. What the f*** are y'all so like happy and like fiending for it over? Like, I don't get it. I wish I cared about something that much.
Roblox and Minecraft fans, sick 'em.
Yeah, try and cancel me. The blood's gonna come.
No, don't say that. Bleep that
I'm
out.
Just
no.
kidding. I'm just kidding.
But basically, to make a very long story short, I was like, he's your friend. I said, I'm not third wheeling. And I was like, if I third wheel, I'm gonna be very pissed off at you. And he was like, no, like, you're not gonna third wheel. I promise. He's just a friend. First of all, he didn't have like back doors. He drives, I think it was like a Mustang or like, I don't know what he drove. He tells me to get out of the car. He pulls down the seat. I'm expecting
get in the back, bitch.
I'm expecting him to tell his friend to get in the back. No, he tells me to get in the back. I'm sitting back there. They're holding hands, flirting, yada yada, and I'm waiting to go home. They started going on a ride together for some goddamn reason. And then he handed me a megaphone and was like, oh, you should shout stuff out the window. Because I'm a crazy bitch. I shouted in his ear with the megaphone. I said, you're gonna have to bleep this. I said, take me the fuck home. And then he started driving me home. And then he was like, what was that all about? And I said, grab the megaphone. And I said, bitch, you said I wasn't gonna third wheel. What the fuck is this?
It's giving tricycle.
So then he takes me home. I get home. I'm in my room and I hear noise. And I walk out on my couch. They are on top of each other. I kick them both out. I kicked them out. I said, go to WeHo. I said, if you want to do some gay shit, go to WeHo. Not in my couch, not in my apartment, not in my living room. And then when he was gone, I burned down his house on Minecraft.
As
and
you
he
should.
Had the audacity to be mad at me for burning down his house. Bitch,
that
no.
house.
That would, ready? Minecraft, fake, fun little game. What you did, real life, pissed me off in real life, in real time. So, anywho.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Also, I need you to know something. Before you were like, big on TikTok. I had stalked your account multiple times before I even had you on here. Like before you blew up, I was like, oh my God, there was a video you posted. Oh my God. It was like way back. I'd have to find it, but it popped up on my For You page. And I like went through your account and I scrolled through your account. And then I saw that you were like, a few months later, I saw you again on my free page and I said, let me follow this bitch. And then you started doing like really, really well. And I was like, ooh. And then you were like, I'm coming to LA. And I said, podcast it is, bitch.
Here I am. What was the video that you saw of me that you liked?
Okay, one thing that I'll always do is
behave
like
this one.
The combo one. Okay.
And then, nope, but I saw you before that too. It was, I'm not joking. Like, when I saw your profile, I was able to like, yeah. When I saw your profile, I was able to like, it was one of these first ones, because I was, like, able to scroll all the way back down. It was this one.
Okay, I know I share a lot of diet tips, and I know that I'm not
fat. Oh, my God, that one?
I just look boxy.
This was on my For You page in 2021.
Hell yeah.
It's 2023. And I actually, yeah. And then I was like, oh, okay. And then I stalked you, and then I was like, okay. And then you started showing up on my For You page, like, a lot.
Hell yeah. TikTok's working.
Oh yeah, well on that note, before we end this podcast episode, do you want to tell everyone like any upcoming projects you're doing, your social media handles, like let them know?
So I just launched merch and people have been loving it. I sold out in like the first 2 days.
I saw those bitches who were like trying to like sell it.
A lot of people have copied my designs because they're good. Like the best seller says Not Above Violence. All my clothing is black because it's all I have, it's all I wear. Black and
I
gold.
I love black clothing. Perfect. I love like neutral colors.
I'll send you stuff. I also have a shirt that says, I need a cigarette.
I don't smoke cigarettes. That was a lie. I definitely smoke cigarettes.
I was about to say, okay, go off. We'll hide it.
You're like, okay. Like, to each their own.
Right.
Speak your truth.
Typical Christian lying.
Okay. Catholic.
Catholic.
I'm actually agnostic.
Put a devil horn on me. I have TikTok. It's Leo Skeppy. Instagram is the Leo Skeppy because someone else took my other name. And then I have a podcast called Aware and Aggravated.
Okay.
I'm just going to skate past it.
Yeah. So anyways, you all know my handles. It's Spence Swan, everything, except for Snapchat. It's Spence Moi with an M because one of you bitches stole my username, but it's whatever. It's okay. We love you guys. As you all know, you can stream this podcast on all audio streaming platforms. New podcasts are released every Thursday. And if you want to see this happening live and in action, go to the Past Your Bedtime YouTube channel and subscribe and watch this video. Make sure to like and comment. If you don't subscribe to the YouTube channel, what's wrong with you? Like, I love you guys. And if you don't like, subscribe, comment, you hate me. And that hurts my feelings because I love you guys and we should just spread the love. Anyways, until next time, I love you all. Bye-bye.